Let's head over to the KRDN Newsline now, joined by ABC News correspondent Jordana Miller in Jerusalem, as this controversial judicial overhaul now on pause following massive protests. Good morning, Jordana. What is the very latest this morning?
Right, we've had a really dramatic 48 hours or so here in Israel, and it culminated with a press conference by the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, about 8 p.m. He announced that he will be pausing the very contentious plans to overhaul the judiciary, saying he doesn't want to lead this country into a civil war, and that he will sit down and try to craft a compromise over the next several weeks and then try to resubmit some of the reforms in the next parliament, which will be the next session is from May to July. So essentially buying a few months to negotiate and pass these reforms. You know, the move welcomed by Israel's president and opposition leaders. Some protesters believe, you know, it's an initial victory, but there are also plenty of protesters who, you know, first have no faith really in Netanyahu and who want all the reforms to be scrapped. So we're likely to still see some protests here.
Yeah, and, you know, we've talked about kind of this return of Netanyahu to office right now and maybe striking a different tone. And does this kind of add to maybe some of those concerns that he might be not exactly what was initially thought of?
Well, I think Netanyahu has changed dramatically, really ever since his indictment on corruption, and now he's standing trial. He lost so many loyalists in his own party and from the center because they came to believe over time that Netanyahu's main interest was staying out of jail and stopping or halting his trial. And that was the guiding decision. And that's why he ended up, you know, losing power and being replaced, albeit only for a short time, by that broad coalition here. But to get back into power, he had to, some people, you know, say it was like a deal with the devil. He had to sign agreements and cut deals with the far right and the ultra-Orthodox parties here. And part of that was judicial reform, which now suddenly also serves Netanyahu's own personal interests, because massively changing the judicial system here will almost certainly help him in fight his case, because it would ultimately give his government, the power to choose right now judges that sit, for example, on the appellate courts, which is where, you know, where he would, if he is convicted, where he appealed, those judges would be sitting and hearing his case. So there's a lot of conflict of interests here, and Netanyahu's not really even supposed to be a part of the judicial reform, which is another legal problem that will have to be solved in the next several weeks, because the High Court ruled there's a conflict of interest here because he is on trial. So for now, it feels like the tensions have been lowered, and there was a general strike here called for the first time by the labor unions. That has been called off now. Some of the IDF reservists who were boycotting training are back flying in their squadrons. And this feels like it's going to be a little bit of a pause. We have the Jewish holiday of Passover coming up and some national holidays. Then we'll have to see, you know, what comes next, whether Netanyahu, you know, will really compromise, or whether he will even maybe try to swap out some of the far right in his government, or, you know, try to push through these changes anyway later. There's a bunch of different scenarios that could play out.
Yeah, and, you know, with this kind of move, obviously, you know, you mentioned Passover coming up, so that could be another potential, you know, thought process as far as putting a pause, really trying to kind of quell that unrest during the Holy Weeks. But what has the kind of feedback been from some of the neighboring nations, some of Israel's allies, kind of seeing this shift to what might appear, at least on a very surface level, to look a little bit more, you know, like a developing autocracy?
Well, certainly from Israel's most important ally, which is the United States, there was a lot of relief that Netanyahu finally pushed the pause button. Arguably, he could have done this weeks ago. I mean, the protests were getting larger and larger, and the warnings were coming from so many different sectors of Israel's society. And then, you know, global allies like the White House, like the United States. I mean, they, you know, there were many things that were unprecedented. I mean, the president essentially called Netanyahu, you know, a little more than a week ago to personally voice his concerns about what was happening. And now that Netanyahu's paused it, you know, we heard the National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby say, you know, some of these changes really were, you know, they fly in the face of what a democracy is and what it means to have checks and balances. They were pretty radical. So I think, you know, certainly the United States has welcomed this, and they don't, you know, like Israelis, Americans don't want to see, the American government doesn't want to see Israel turn into a place where the courts really are puppet courts and don't have independent power.
Yeah, very interesting to see how this will resume following that pause. Jordana, we appreciate the time this morning.
Thanks so much. Good to be with you.